Chapter 40. Trespass. Dr. Yiying's link chirped. The tired doc stifled a groan. She was finally trying to grab just a few minutes of rest, and her head was resting on her arms. No one looking at her would know how bone-weary she was. Even after a 20-hour shift, her hair remained perfectly in place. Of course, she was still a doctor. Her attention to personal appearance didn't stop her from abandoning all pretense when the chance for a nap presented itself. Every ICU doc learned quickly what the number one rule was. If you have a chance to grab even a few minutes of sleep, you cherish it. Which was why, when her link went off, she grunted in irritation, not even bothering to crack a single eyelid. The last thing she wanted was one more nurse telling her about one more whining patient. The hospital had been even crazier than usual today, mostly due to the reporters that had descended on Atlanta General like a pack of locusts. When more than a dozen cancer patients went into remission overnight, the news would definitely get out. That and the wave were the top stories on the local link services so far today. On one hand, Sola didn't blame the reporters. It was a noteworthy story. Even patients that had been at death's door were now sitting up and smiling. She herself was curious about what had happened. On the other hand, fuck all that noise, she wanted to sleep. Thankfully, oncology wasn't her specialty, so she'd been spared the questions of both the reporters and looky-loos that had come to investigate. It hadn't spared her from having to submit a full report to her own familia. A report that could be summed up within, I don't know. Of course, her family hadn't just accepted that. Instead, she'd needed to waste hours being asked endless questions that she couldn't answer. After all of that, she was 5 hours after her end of shift, was worn thin, and was more than a little irritable. All of that anger was about to be unloaded on whatever unlucky soul had decided to contact her. The prick. Not even having the inclination to pick her head up, she flexed her pinky twice and triggered the tactile function of her link. Tactile messaging was an upgrade that only came with military-grade links. Civilians didn't even think the tech was real, thinking it was just something you saw in Hollow movies. It was only because of her family's connections that she had this and other upgrades. The messaging technology had been inspired by Braille. Rather than reading a message, her link stimulated the skin on her arm to contract in specific patterns. Without special training, the tactile function would just feel like a strange itching on her arm. Knowing how to interpret it, though, opened up interesting possibilities. Currently, it allowed her to read a simple but serious message without even needing to open her eyes. What she read banished all exhaustion. Weariness was supplanted by anger. The message was from a security guard on her personal payroll. She shot up from her chair and held her hand flat, a series of holographic images appearing in midair. They were real-time video feeds from the hospital's security cameras. They showed groups of rough-looking men and women wearing black t-shirts and jeans. The sight of them made her start running, even as she spat a single word. Charlemagne's! Immediately after, she was sent another video. This one showed a group of white men and women wearing perfectly tailored suits. They were as refined as the t-shirted men and women were not.
Lotus!
The second word had far more venom than the first. While she ran, she had her AI dial several numbers, cursing each time she got a recorded message. When it finally connected, she just spoke urgently into her link.
Trouble with Lotus Familia and my location. Major incursion. At least a dozen Lotus. They've sent their dogs inside as well. Recommend mobilizing the savage Huns.
Her link chirped again, a message from her security guard, making the skin on her arm contract once more. The main group is walking toward 5C. The smaller groups are spreading through the hospital. The man was doing just what she told him to do, even though this was the first time he'd actually been in this situation. She made a mental note to give him a raise, even as she cursed and picked up her pace. She had already been running towards 5C, because that was where a specific patient of hers had been transferred. Something about Finn Evers had been tickling the back of her mind ever since she'd met him. Despite the fact that it was impossible, he'd felt like a member of a familia. He'd felt important. More than that, he'd felt powerful. She'd come to trust her instincts. Some members of her familia even thought her intuition might be some kind of hidden power. She wasn't psychic, but her insight had always been on point. Those instincts had told her one definitive thing about Finn Evers. He was going to be a problem. Problem or not, this hospital belonged to her familia. Not that the official tax record would ever reveal that. Those in the know knew it well, and that included the Lotus members brazenly walking through her hospital. While that could be a simple breach of protocol, there was no way that the dozens of black-shirted Charlemagnes surging through the building's corridors were anything other than a full martial exercise. Even as she ran, she couldn't help but wonder what could possibly necessitate a show of force of this magnitude. The familias did not brawl in the street in sunlight. That's what their gangs were for. Even then, it was an unwritten law, strong as steel, that the public was kept in the dark as much as possible. Even with her suspicion that Finn Evers was special somehow, this was like mobilizing a full SWAT team because some kid snatched a woman's purse. "Vash!" she called out to her AI.
"How can I be of service?"
came the response from her link, the AI adopting a gruff American pack-a-day man's voice.
"The Lotus are invading the hospital in force. Coordinate with surveillance and give me updates on their movements. Prioritize the Lotus, but keep an eye on their subordinates as well."
"No problem. I'm on it,"
her AI assured her in a low rumble.
"Also, find out everything you can about a patient named Finn Evers. I think they might be here for him. And send this message."
After she finished dictating, without ever stopping her sprint or losing her breath for a moment, she focused on the upcoming confrontation. It didn't matter if they were here for Dr. Evers. It didn't matter to her if they had all simultaneously gotten sick and would die without immediate help. They were Lotus. They were filth. And they'd trespassed on the grounds of her familia. They had trespassed in her hospital. They would pay for such disrespect.